Good evening. I'm your host, Davis, and I would love to welcome you to the intersection where all the greatest achievements of mankind have originated, the intersection of thoughts and actions. Everything you see started as a mere idea, an idle thought that grew. It grew because of the actions taken to build on it. Tonight, our special guest is Lauren, and we would love for you to join us as we stand at the crossroads of inspiration and take you on that journey with us. So welcome, Lauren.
Good evening, and thank you.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a single mom of a beautiful little girl. I live now in Washington State. I love it up here. It's absolutely gorgeous. It gets pretty cold, but I don't mind the cold at all.
Unlike me.
Yeah. You can stay down in that cesspool of heat and humidity. I'll be fine up here among the...
I don't care about the humidity, but the heat is night. 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 Nice. As I said, I'm desert born.
Nope. Not me. I'm good. I was born in December, so it's like, give me my winter. Give me my cold months.
Give me my spooky months.
Yes. I'm counting down the days till Halloween. I'm so happy for that.
So you're excited for my birthday?
Yes.
Excellent.
Let's see. What else can I mention? I just completed my third college degree. This time I decided to do something fun and got an AA in English with a minor in creative writing. So,
hey. That actually really works with this, because this is all about creation and writing.
Which is perfect. And I'm so happy that I get to share my passion of writing with you and everybody else. So yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity.
No problem. It's all about opening doors, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is our prompt. Nice.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you said that the prompt was closing doors.
Yeah. Okay.
So either way, it's going to be opened or closed, because it has to be closed to open, and it's got to be closed, open to be closed.
Yeah.
Don't mind me. I'm blonde.
Doors. Yes. Closed or open. But yeah, it was closed doors. But hey, it was a nice segue either way, even though I messed it up. So.
But. As we were talking about doors, so I actually, when we first did it, I actually wrote both a prompt and a
poem. You mean
a poem?
Or poem and a story?
Yes. You're putting words in my mouth.
I did nothing.
All right. So would you care to actually see with your mind's eye? The poem that I wrote, because it's actually relatively short, but I think it's pretty good.
Go for it.
All right. Life is a hallway lined with doors, so many that we often ignore. When we come across an open one, we can explore and have lots of fun. New experiences all abound, just waiting to be found. There are so many people all around, traveling to where their minds are bound. Each open door provides a new path to try. There are many people that will attempt to deny. As the doors they travel through, they do not leave askew, blocking the paths others may take, all for their own selfish sake. Less people around to compete. That's one of their ways to cheat. Closing the doors they have found, all to keep others down. It's not the end. We can all still ascend. There are always more doors to explore. There's even some we can restore. Listening closely, you may hear opportunities knocking very near. When it's heard, take a stand, then open the door with your hand. Opportunity awaits so you can grab your fates and walk right through the gates.
Listening to it for the second time, I didn't realize just how much it ties into the one that I rewrote. Because going back, my original story, which you knew was kind of like that goodbye letter, and I was just,
and very, very personal.
It was. And then I was like, you know what? That's kind of a downer. I want to do something else. Like, if I want to Something about my writing is most of the time, actually all the time, I write something that reflects how I'm feeling or what I'm thinking. And at the time I was in a very, I wouldn't say dark place, but I was not
emotional.
I was very emotional. Some crap was happening and I just wrote what was in my heart. And I've gotten past that. And when I was thinking, because we were having technical difficulties the first time around and whatnot, and I was like, do I really want, and my daughter's awake. Mama. Hi, monkey. And I'm thinking, is this really how I want to be introduced to our audience? It's like this really melodramatic woman who's got emotional issues. It's like, or do I really want to put my best foot forward on this? So I was like, you know what? I want to write something else. It's more upbeat and more philosophical, I guess. So I'm going to read you this, and it's called The Doors of Time.
Okay.
We stand upon the roads of time. Behind us lie countless open doors through which display a single event. Choices we've made, people we've met, places we've been, situations we've either witnessed or experienced firsthand. Together, these events create our past and help to shape who we are. Each encounter, each circumstance, each choice is a lesson learned. A pair of hands molding and sculpting us to become our present selves. Should we choose to, we can turn around and peer through some of these doors and reflect on past events in the form of memories. Sometimes the moments are crystal clear as if they had just occurred, while others are too far away or partially blocked to truly get a good picture. Some doors hold memories so painful or traumatic that we have either voluntarily or subconsciously shut them. Some overlap, making it difficult to discern which images are from which door. And while we are free to observe these moments, we can never cross those same thresholds again. And before us lie an immeasurable number of doors, most of which don't even exist yet, for they emerge only after one has been opened and walked through. They stand at the end of one path that has forked off in equal number parts as number of choices we are given in each circumstance. And while we may speculate the number of doors behind them and potential outcomes they may show, nothing is for certain, because everything we do not only affects ourselves, but those around us as well. Another person's choice may cause their path to cross over onto ours, or completely veer away from it, resulting in an entirely different outcome. So I say this to you, my friends. When you stand at that crossroad in front of those closed doors, think carefully before you cross that threshold. Actions cannot be undone. Words cannot be unsaid. Opportunities cannot be recovered. Tell that person how you feel. Take that vacation. Reach out to that coworker, neighbor, friend, family member who has been struggling. Walk away from that toxic environment. Take that offer for help. Speak up. Work hard, but find balance. Love yourself, but be kind to others. Embrace your mistakes, for they are the teachers in life. And live in the light, but do not fear the darkness, because you cannot have one without the other. and each is beautiful in their own way. Just like you.
That is amazing. And that falls right into a lot of like my mindsets on a lot of things, because everybody has appeared where they are in life, where they are right now, because of the choices they've made. Whether they knew the consequences of those choices, they still made the choices that led them. And there's been times where people don't have good choices. They've just got to choose between two bad choices and try to choose the best one out of the two. But everyone can make the choice to improve their life, can make the choice to do things that will create. Part of the reason why I came up with the name Crossroads of Inspiration and the intro that I did is because it's all about just how much what a person thinks. Like, if you take a look at anything in the room you're in, anything around you, anything that man has created, it all just started as an idea, just a thought that someone took and said, I want this to be reality. And they made the choices and took the actions to make their thoughts into reality. And everyone can do it. There's the only thing stopping them is basically their own belief that they can make it. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be things that try to slow you down and make it harder. But you can do it. Everyone can create something. They can build on themselves. They can build something. There's people I know that it took them so much time and effort, but they've succeeded so much on life compared to where they were before. And it truly an amazing thing. And I'm happy to share ideas and share thoughts that will help make people, or not make people, but help them be able to grow and do what they want, do what they need to in order to truly succeed at what they desire.
I totally agree. And that was definitely something that really helped me too. Because for as long as I've known you, you've always looked at positive side of things, and you've always been the one trying to put a smile on everybody's face and
from ear to ear.
From ear to ear. Yes. And that was something that you were very good at. And that got me through a lot of hard times. And so this time I wanted to take a page from your book. It's like, you know what? How can I build myself up? And hopefully build others up in the process too. And so things, and going back to your poem, talking about opportunity, and I love that imagery and that kind of play on words of the whole opportunity knocks thing. And you kind of twisted it and made it into a literal sense in this case, because we're talking about doors.
Yeah.
And it's true. And like I reflected in mine is, once an opportunity passes you by, it's not going to come around again. I mean, something similar may, or something better, but you'll never have that exact same opportunity at that exact same moment in time with those exact same people or circumstances.
Yeah, everything's changed.
Yeah. So, and I also love about yours how yours talks about how it's pretty much this adventure, and it's full of excitement and anticipation, and you don't know what you're going to get. And for a moment, Forrest Gump came into mind. Life is like a box of chocolates. Never know what chocolate you're going to get. Yeah, I want chocolate now. Unless it's a Russell Stover's box, because then everything's on the lid. But that's not neither here nor there. But and the point is, it is an adventure, and you have all these opportunities, and it's a mystery. And it's like, don't you want to know what's behind that door? But at the same time, you also have to stop and think, is what's behind this door, or the potential of whatever is behind that door, is it worth sacrificing what I currently have or what I could have? And it's, I really like how yours and mine ended up tying together. I did not plan that at all, but I just, I like how it kind of just interwove. That was great.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I did that poem the way I did is kind of my thought process on life. And you have a lot of people that think of life differently. Like the way I think of life is we are on a journey, and that journey will have people come with us and walk with us for a time. And then because they're on their own journey, their paths will separate, but there will be times where they will come back.
Mm-hmm.
And we will walk together, separate, we'll come back together again. Kind of like our friendship. I remember when we first met, I bought you Waffle House. Was it just a sandwich or something at Waffle House?
It was either their grilled chicken sandwich, which I totally want now, or it was most likely it was probably their grilled chicken sandwich or the
breakfast thing.
No, it's the waffles. I normally either got the grilled chicken sandwich or the waffles with peanut butter and chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, so that's, I remember we met at karaoke, then afterwards we went over and hung out at the Waffle House, and then that started the friendship.
Yep.
Started hanging out with you a lot more, and then ultimately we grew apart because other things were going on, but kept in contact periodically through Messenger and other communication apps until finally me and a friend were talking about this idea. She had some other stuff come up, and I reached out to you because I remember you and I were sharing stories that we'd written, and I really liked the art style and the writing style that you had. And I'm like, you know what? I think that she would be a fantastic guest host. Nice. And so I reached out to you and was like, hey, Lauren, I got a question for you. And I asked you the question, and you're like, wait, that's not at all what I expected. you remember that? And you're like,
yeah, what? I was like, wait, what? You want me to do what? Okay.
And then that started the journey down here, the path to Crossroads.
Yeah.
But now I'll actually read the story I came up with. And as I mentioned when we had the technical difficulty, this one is based off of a game. And yeah, you remember your response to that. That was amazing when you finally realized what game it was. So here we go for the prompt. Door closed. How did things turn out like this? The door closing before my eyes. Behind me, the other door was still sealed. Once opened, my fate would be set. I started to stand up from where I was thrown. The events leading to this? It started with the crew of the Black Dragon, our ship being woken up to the malfunction alarm. Stepping out of the stasis chamber led me to my suit. The far-reach exploits had rules for working in long-range vessels, and one of them was, when not in stasis, the decompression suits had to be worn. Those had changed so much over the years. The first iteration were full suits covering every part of the body. Then later iterations switched to just a compression netting to hold the body together in a vacuum. That worked except for when cuts and abrasions happened. Then everything fell apart, and the work we do almost always causes cuts and abrasions. So we've gone back to full environmental suits over top the compression netting. Double layered to create backups, safety first philosophy, and then buying from the lowest bidder. But that's just about any company. Put on a good face for the world and treat their employees badly. But I digress. The history of Far Reach exploits, that doesn't really have much to do with what happened. Just griping about the job that put me in this situation. But yeah, so we met up in the commons and started looking at what was going wrong. Pink was there, so of course I moved over to her. Not much time for our normal embrace. Instead, we just started looking at the crises. I slipped my hand into hers and gave her just a slight squeeze, a simple gesture, but quick and meaningful. The time was against us. There were multiple errors. The engine manifolds were out of alignment. Communications was out. The power generators were shut down, along with so many other small issues. But the big ones, those need to be taken care of immediately. I'm not sure what everyone else did, but I had to take care of the specimens we were carrying in the medical center. Those were biological samples taken from potential habitable planets. The research and development, along with the terraforming departments, were itching to get those samples. They would be earning the company the most profits from this trip. There were other profitable assets we acquired, but the samples had the most return on investment. The med bay was dark when I entered. Took a few moments for the sensors to notice someone was in there and turn on the lights. They flickered twice before stabilizing, illuminating the room. The patients and specimen beds were lining the walls, clean sheets covering them. I remembered earlier some of the green sample green ichor splattered around one of the tables. That was cleaned up by the system after we retired to the cryo chambers. Walking past those, I made it to the sample chamber. Set everything to run a status check after swiping my ID card. I stepped back. This would take some time. I could go help with some of the other tasks, but first things first, food would be appreciated. The galley was self-serve. Grabbing a ration cube, I placed it in a hydrator. Then set the temperature. These were never as good as actual field, but the structure was designed to, when hydrated, fill out the shape and close enough texture to simulate familiar comfort foods. As the sound of completion rang, I pulled out the plate the cube had sat on, and in its place was a few slices of meatloaf and potatoes. Sitting down, I devoured that meal. Then it was time to check with the other crew. My thoughts were disrupted as the alarm started blaring again. I turned and rushed to the muster point. As I moved, I heard yelling, screaming, and someone falling to the floor. I pushed myself to move faster. Something bad was happening. I reached the end of the hall. As I neared the pressure doors, they started closing. They started shutting in front of me. The doors sealed just after I saw a blue suit straddling pink suit and drove a knife into the faceplate. I couldn't believe it. That was only stories from the webs. Mental breaks of Far Reach exploitation employees. But it was happening. I just witnessed it. My gloved hands struck the door, echoing through the hall. I just stood there, looking at the metal between me and the murderer. Time seemed to lose meaning as I just stood there frozen, replaying the horrific act in my mind over and over and over again. The loop shattered as the emergency door seal broke and started to rise. It revealed the crime scene with Pink lying dead in the hallway. I stepped inside carefully. It was quiet as I moved up and knelt down to look at what remained of Sarah. Yells brought me out of my trance. I looked up to see blue with brown and red coming through the other side of the hallway. I stood and glared at blue. As I rose to tell everyone what blue did, I heard it. Why did green kill pink? No, 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 this was wrong. Why was I being blamed for the crime blue did? It was blue, I yelled, pointing my hand at him. My attention focused on my finger, and I saw a drop of blood pool and drip off my fingertip. It was then that the visual impact of what this looked like hit me. They thought I had killed her. With me standing over the body with a bloody hand, there would be little I could do to convince them of my innocence. It happened quickly. I was rushed and thrown in here. That murderer would get away with it while I floated endlessly in space. That couldn't stand. There had to be something, some way to change this. The inner door shut, sealing me in this airlock. I looked around for something, anything that might give me a chance. There. It wouldn't be perfect, but it would give me a chance. The sound of the seal breaking and air escaping meant time was slim. I lunged for it and grabbed the bottle just before getting sucked out into the endless void.
So, you know, it just occurred to me that me laughing like this and a lot of people who have never played this game before is probably like, why is she laughing at such a dark story? What is the matter with her? First off, that's a loaded question. Secondly,
let's unload it. Just pull the bullets out and throw them away.
Nope. For those of you who don't know, Among Us is based on Among Us, and I still
still a great response.
It's perfect. Because you get sucked in. I remember the first time I heard this, and I'm sitting there thinking, what game is he talking about? The ship's name. I was confused, and it took me a while. And listening to more and more things, and finally it hit me. I was like, holy crap! He's talking about Among Us. And so, for those of you who don't know, it's this game where it's this whodunit game. And every player is this little character wearing
a spacesuit with a different color.
Right. Wearing a different color spacesuit. And one of them is an imposter who kills somebody. And you are.
Everyone's trying to find who it is.
Who did it? Yeah. And some people will accuse others and whatnot. And it's really good. But
it's a social deduction game. I was about to say social seduction game.
No, that's for the after dark crossroads. That's not until later. stay tuned. But I love how you tell this story and you give hints and subtle clues. And for those without giving it away, and for those who are familiar with the game, will be like, holy shit. And I don't even know if we can cuss in this.
I'm sure we can.
Oh, well, too late. So
we'll just bleep it out if we need to.
Yeah, true. But I love how you have these subtle hints, and you tell this story from the perspective of these video game characters as if it is happening to a regular person, and it's a different take on it. And I love the story that you developed around these simple video game characters. And I still think it's ingenious, and I will always laugh at it. I'm seriously going to pass this along to my friend Steven, who does play this game.
Excellent. Yeah, I know, like I said, I was inspired a little bit by Among Us. But I was, on this story specifically, I was just thinking a door closed and behind, like, you got a door closed and behind you. So it's like one door is closing, one door is opening. It's always, there's always opening and closing of doors. And so it was like, as I was thinking about it, it's like, okay, I've got this here. We've got Among Us. How can I get this in? And it's like, okay, well, let's come up with a name for the ship that's not quite the Skeld, because that's the name in Among Us. But then you focus. That. Yeah, it's the Skeld is the name of in Among Us. Polis is a planet that they go to. Maris HQ, I believe, is the company's name in Among Us. But I was like, I'm not going to just blatantly take all that out. Instead, I was like, okay, let's come up with something unique. And I'm like, well, Black Dragon, that sounds really like fascinating. That sounds like a great ship name. And then as I was thinking, it's like, okay, we have these different, what's it doing? It's going there for samples. It's going to explore. Well, what do we do when we find new places? We exploit them. Ah, far reach exploitation. And I was just like, just came up with all these different names for things. And then I just kind of expanded on it. And then I knew it was like you have a lot of sci-fi stories where they don't explain why people are wearing spacesuits in the actual like accommodations and stuff. And so I was like, you know what, that would be a good thing to kind of explore. And I remember reading a couple things on like NASA and some of their actual scientific stuff related to how they developed their spacesuits and stuff. And one of the things they mentioned is the fact that the spacesuits, they can, everything that the spacesuit does except for provide oxygen can be done with just a netting around your skin, that as long as there's no cuts or abrasions, the differential in pressure is counteracted by that suit. But if there's any abrasions or cuts, then
you're SOL.
You're SOL.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I was like, I'll just add that scientific fact stuff in and just put it into the story, make it more believable, make it more fascinating. But
okay, that's cool.
At the same time, I wasn't wanting to go too much into like backstory details, but I had to throw it in a little bit. And that's why I was like, I know, I'll just have him be griping about what put him in this situation. And that's where that kind of part came in. But I felt it was a fun little story. And I've got, I try to make sure that all my stories are like, well, I don't want to say positive because I've got some kind of down emotional stories that like bring people down or more like scary and stuff. But I want to try and make things humorous, make things interesting, try to keep the emotional roller coaster and have people invested in the characters. And that's some of the stuff that I was really trying to do there. So I made a slight love story between the main character and Pink, Sarah, because I wanted to have it have actual emotion. So I couldn't just be like at the end when that happened, when the door shut and then it opened, being like, oh no, Sarah, my love, when there was no interaction before. So I had to add the interaction with him, like instead of embracing, they just quickly hold hands and do the little squeeze and like meaningful, like, yeah, I'm here for you. As soon as we're done with this, we'll spend some time together type thing.
Yeah, and you, I liked how that was very subtle, but it was noticeable. It's like, obviously, these two are close. There's some sort of romantic relationship between them. But they mean a lot to each other. There's something there, whether it's a very strong friendship or, like I said, romantic relationship. So I like how you're able to establish that in just a really brief encounter. But it also sets the stage for later on when he witnesses her murder. That just makes it even worse, even more heart-wrenching. It's like, here's this person that means a lot to him, and he just watched her get killed and then turns around and gets blamed for her murder while the other guy just goes free.
And that's kind of a situation that if you play Among Us, well, not the romance part, but you get a lot of situations where you get framed for it when you didn't do it, or if you do it, you're framing someone else for it.
Right.
And yeah. And part of the inspiration on all of it was also me listening to a lot of YouTube songs about Among Us. And it was just like, I think there was like Ambush, Follow Me, Lots of just miscellaneous YouTube songs that I thought were really amazing, great beat, great stories on them even. And that was kind of some of the stuff that kind of really inspired me on it. And that's what this is all about. This is all about inspiration.
Yeah. Which I'm excited for the prompts for later on. Like the one that we're currently working on is going to
yeah.
come back. Speaking of darker, spookier stuff.
Oh yeah, that one I really like. The story I'm writing for that is a lot longer than this one, but it's going to be good. But on to the comparison between your new story and, well, we covered the comparison between your new story and my poem, how they're very similar in a lot of ways, just different kind of ways to phrase it. Again, this one, this story, along with your new story, I think that they're very different because one is more of like just an observation of reality, while the story I created was more of a like just fictional story versus an observation of reality that you had.
Yeah, and I got some things that I do too is a lot of times I focus on reality. Everything that I write, there is some sort of snippet of, like I said, it's everything that I have is a part of me, whether it's how I feel or a dream of mine or a fantasy of mine or an experience that I'm going through or whatever. So, and like what I had mentioned earlier was how my previous one was a lot
more
sadder. He was sadder. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna flat out say it was sadder. It was, and
it was about letting go.
Yes, it was about letting go, and that's something else that really hit me. It's because if I read it again, then I'm not really letting go. I'm repeating it. So it's like, you know what? Let's leave that in the past. I'll keep it as a reminder, but I can't hold on. I have to close that door so I can move on. And this new piece was basically me doing that. It's like, you know what? What happened between us was good, was nice.
Remember the best.
Yes. And whether or not our paths cross later on, I don't know, but I can't think about that. I have to think about what I'm going through and focus on improving myself and focus on my daughter and live my life for me in the moment and just take things one step, one path, one door at a time.
And just choose what you think would be best, because that's all we can ever do is take the knowledge we have and use it to make the choices to move forward. And that's all we can ever do. We can always look back. We can always remember the best times of everything that we've experienced before. But always remember, that's in the past. There's a reason why it's in the past. But we can continue moving forward, and we can continue improving ourselves, creating new things, creating new stories, new experiences, and just creating something fantastic. And that's true about everyone here, everyone that's listening. All of you can create something. And as long as it makes you feel good, that's what matters. As the saying goes, society is about creation, not about destruction. And you truly have a society when people plant the seed for a tree whose shade they will never see. Quote from from someone I watched a YouTube podcast on a long time ago. And he made that quote when he was talking about a lot of political stuff. But it's like, yeah. We have to focus on creation, and Destruction will always come, but as long as we keep creating, and creation is a lot harder than destruction. Destruction is just like that. But creation takes time. It takes energy. It takes thought. But it provides something truly fulfilling when you actually do it. That's why, as a society, we value creation. We value everything about creation so much. Art is amazing. So, yes. Thank everyone. Thank everyone. Thank thank you all. Well, Lauren, I will let you have the last word before I close it out.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And to all of you listening out there, just reiterating what Davis was saying is create. Don't be afraid to, no matter if it's writing a story or painting a picture or writing a song or whatever it may be, just feel free to express yourself and don't be afraid to take that chance and share your passion with the rest of the world. And it can be scary sometimes, but everything is a learning experience. And I never expected to be here talking to you, but here I am. And that's just because I kept doing what I love to do. And I encourage you to do the same.
So thank you all for joining us on our journey, joining us on the paths we took to create these stories, to create this podcast for you all to listen to enjoy, to inspire you all to exist. Inspire you all to just do what makes you feel good. And you don't even have to share it with anyone. As long as you create it for yourself. If you want to create it for other people, do that. Do what makes you happy, because that's what this world needs more of. It needs more happiness, needs more creation. It needs more of everything. So again, thank you for joining us on this journey along the paths we forged from the crossroad of closing doors.